Our next report comes from Pike Lake, and Tristan and Cassidy are our reporters.
Good morning. My name is Tristan.
And my name is Cassidy. And this is our report for the week of November 29th, 2020 from Pike Lake Elementary School area.
I saw some buckthorn, so I decided to break it and cut it down. I hope those pesky trees will go away. Camden observed a full moon and noted it was really bright.
Hattie is observing a bird feeder. She mainly has black cat chickadees eating off of it. She does have a blue jay that is always by the deck. This spring they had baby blue jays, so she thinks it could be one of them.
Corbin noted that where there is deer scat, there is a hole, so the sun must go more towards the scat.
Maisie noted it has not snowed in a while and has been a bit breezy.
Olivia looked out the window and saw that a squirrel was making a nest near our bird feeder.
Bella is reporting seeing a lot of animal tracks in her yard.
Leora observed that the snow around the other dark objects, such as trees, is melting faster than snow in the middle of the yard. She thinks that this is happening because the objects are getting heated by the sun and the warmth from those objects is melting the snow. She has also observed that the snow in the woods is not as thick as the snow in the yard. She knows this because the trees stop some of the snow from coming in.
Hayden was walking outside and saw tracks in the snow. She looked up which one was the right track, and she figured out it was deer tracks and dog tracks.
Gavin reported that he saw a spider on top of the snow. This concludes our report from the outer reaches of the Proctor School District.
Be aware,
things are happening out there.
Thank you, Tristan and Cassidy. That's great. I'm glad to hear you're watching out for the buckthorn and trying to extirpate it. That's a good project. Get rid of those buckthorn. The note about the blue jays, having seen the babies in the area when they were being raised and then thinking that they might be the same blue jays is probably a mistake because blue jays do migrate. The problem is that the blue jays that live north of here migrate to here and they think this is a great place to stay. So there is some migration in the blue jay population, and it's entirely possible that the birds you're seeing now are birds that were north of here during the summer. And the note about the spider on the snow, absolutely crystal clear. This is Larry Weber talks about this in his great book on spiders in northern Minnesota. And there are spiders that are perfectly happy to be out when it's warm, above freezing, but covered in snow.